Welcome to the Central Florida Buzz with Mike Kara, the podcast for Central Floridians who want to be in the know on what's happening in Orange, Lake, Osceola, and Seminole counties. Sponsored by the Central Florida Home Brewers, the premier craft and homebrew club. Learn to brew beer, kombucha, mead, or make wine. Visit www.cfhb.org. Now, here's your host, Mike Kara.
Well, welcome back to our next edition of the Mike Kara Radio Show, the Central Florida Buzz, as always, proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida. And my guest today is a great singer, songwriter, musician, performer, Dwight Tucker. And Dwight, it's a pleasure and honor that you could join me today and tell us all about your music. And first of all, why don't you tell our audience a little bit about yourself, a little background, and where your love and passion for music comes from?
Mike, I want to thank you, first of all, for getting me on the show here today. My background in music basically started in 1975, where I put my first four-piece country band together. And we played a few nightclubs in a VFW, basically just for the learning experience. Actually went in and just played for soft drinks. We didn't get paid for those jobs, and it was actually on a Friday night after they got done with bowling in a VFW. And then from there, I got my first professional job in 1976. I hadn't quite turned 17 or 18 years old yet when the drinking age was in place. And from there, I just continued to work with some country bands up in Buffalo, New York for several years. I got out of the business for a little while around 2000 for a short time, and then I was asked to work for a keyboard player who lost their singer, and that inspired me to get back into the music business again. And then I proceeded to retire from my daily job, which I was in sales for a steel company up there. And when I retired, my wife and I had decided to move to Central Florida, the Villages, and we've been here for approximately 2.5 years. And I started networking musically with some local musicians down here, and ended up forming the Dwight Tucker Band, where we're currently playing over in Spanish Springs here in the Villages at McCall's Tavern every Thursday night from 7 to 10 o'clock.
Oh, that's great, Dwight. So has, since you've retired, has music been a full-time career for you now, or how often do you perform?
It's pretty much become full-time outside of a sporting event that I enjoy playing also, which is a little bit of bowling on the side. But I'm currently working about 4 days a week right now musically. It is a passion of mine. I absolutely love it, and it's just good to be back into it again. When I first moved down, I wasn't sure how the music business was going to go because I didn't know anyone down here, and no one knew me, and I started going to some of the local jams, music jams, and one thing led to another, and I got a chance to meet up with some really, really great people and network to the point where musicians were interested in putting a band together, or basically saying, if you get some work, we'd love to work with you. And I've been so blessed to be able to meet these folks and form the Dwight Tucker Band, which has been so far very successful.
Great. And you mentioned, Dwight, that you're right there in the Villages. So there's a lot of opportunities to perform right in the Villages. That's so cool.
It is. I sent in, there's an application process that you've got to go to, and I'm certainly hoping that they take a hard look at the application and the videos that I sent them in hopes of getting into the music squares here in the Villages. Guessing it'll be probably more into the 2020 year. I'm sure they have all the bands contracted for 2019. But that would be an awesome adventure if we could get out there.
So, Dwight, tell us a little bit about the music that you play in the Dwight Tucker Band. Is it your original music, covers, or?
We do a few originals that I had written. One that I recorded locally up in Buffalo was two songs that I did, one called I Don't Want to Be, which is an original, and also a song that I wrote and recorded was called You Left Me Standing. That particular song, a few years back, I was contacted by an agency out in California, and they actually wanted the song, but I refused to send it out there due to the monies that were involved, and I just didn't go that route. But we're doing that, and we do a lot of cover music, George Strait, Merle Haggard, Alan Jackson, The Mavericks, George Jones, Ray Price, that kind of genre.
Oh, so you try to have a lot of variety, like I said, modern country, classic country. Is that what you try to do, is have a nice blend of music? Or?
Well, I'd like to say that we probably favor more of the traditional classic country, especially there at McCall's Tavern. And if we get out on the squares, it would probably be pretty much the same thing. Due to the fact that the average age group in the Villages, Florida, is probably 65 years old, and they're all at an age where if they were, from what I understand, if they were listening to blues and jazz and some rock and roll back when we were all much younger, they're now listening to country, and the more I talked about it, the more people got excited about it and didn't see any reason why it wouldn't go over very well here in the Villages. So I've pretty much stuck to that. There's a lot of great musicians and bands that come into the Villages and play in the squares on a nightly basis, basically 365 days a year. There's music out here, and we're probably one of the only classic country, true classic country bands that are playing here in the Villages currently.
And what you do, Dwight, is primarily perform with the Dwight Tucker Band. Do you do any, like, solo performances? Or?
I haven't done any solo performances. Obviously, the Dwight Tucker Band is my first love.
Right.
I'm part of a staff band that I work with on Tuesday afternoons in Beverly Hills. I work with another band at one of the rec centers here in the Villages on Sunday afternoon. And then I'm out at the Sunray Saloon with the Sunray Band on Sunday, every Sunday evening. And Thursdays is McCall's from 7 to 10. So there's 4 or 5 days a week. Also, on Wednesday, I still continue to go to a place called Barb's Barn. It's in Oxford, Florida, off of Route 301, where they have several country singers that come in there. And the staff band alone is probably one of the best country bands that I have seen and performed with here in Central Florida. So I'm real excited about that. It was one of the first places that I had gone to when I started the network in the industry here in Central Florida, and kind of opened the doors to a lot of other local musicians to form the Dwight Tucker Band.
So, Dwight, there's a lot of opportunities, and the Villages probably even more opportunities that what you're taking advantage of. There's so much you could do here, huh?
That's true. You know, 4 days a week right now is keeping me pretty busy with other outside activities that I'm involved with. You know, again, Mike, music is my first love. If something came up on a night where I wasn't playing and it was either, you know, playing music someplace or bowling, I've got to go with the music. It just brings so much joy and happiness to my life. And the people, again, that I've met musically are just absolutely superb, wonderful musicians and people.
So, Dwight, the question is that, have you performed at a bowling alley then?
Years ago I did, not here in Central Florida. That was a few of the bowling alleys up north used to have some nightly entertainment, And I did work in a bowling alley once before. After bowling was done, they'd all come in and listen to the band and dance and drink. And that was back when they were smoking in these environments, too, which was, come to think of it, was a pretty tough situation.
Right. So there's, like you said, a lot of opportunity, you know, in the villages. So how far do you usually travel? How far does a Dwight Tucker band go? I mean, do you go to North Florida or Miami? Or?
Well, I guess if, Mike, if the money was right, we'd probably go to Miami. We've been as far as an hour north and an hour south of the villages. So, you know, whatever presents itself musically, certainly if the guys are all open to work that particular night, I'm guessing that they would probably do it. All the guys in the Dwight Tucker Band are, we're all playing with three or four different groups. Some of us, not as much as others, but it's their passion to just get out and play some music.
Do you find it a challenge, though, with everybody in different groups to be able to schedule for the Dwight Tucker Band, or does it usually work out okay?
It generally works out pretty good. The proprietors of any of the establishments that I've been called already is certainly willing to work on a night where, you know, the other guys aren't working. So they'll give me a couple dates, and typically what I'll do is get with the guys and see what their availability is. And then I'll give the proprietor a call back and let them know what day that we can perform. And they've been pretty open to doing that.
Okay, Dwight, you know what? That sounds simply fantastic. What we are going to do is we are going to take a quick break, and we'll be back for our next segment of this edition of our program today. My guest today is singer-songwriter, musician, performer from the Villages, Dwight Tucker, and you are listening to the Mike Cara Radio Show, the Central Florida Buzz, as always, proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, and please stay with us for our next segment of this edition of our program today.
So I'm gonna drown us both in a bottle of wine. You helped too many false loves saturate my mind. Aren't you gone just a little too far this time? She believed in us, she kept hanging around. But she had a heart, and we both let it down.
Well, welcome back to our next segment of this edition of the Mike Kara Radio Show. The Central Florida Buzz is always proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida. My guest today, calling us from the beautiful villages in Florida, is Mr. Dwight Tucker, a great singer, songwriter, musician, performer. And he is from the Dwight Tucker Band that is touring all over the villages. And we're so blessed and honored to have Dwight here today. Thanks so much. We're truly blessed and we truly appreciate it. Appreciate it, Dwight. Okay, Dwight. So I want to talk about some of these songs that you were nice enough to let us use for this show here that our audience has been listening to. So the first song is Heart, You've Gone Too Far. Can you tell us a little bit about this song?
Oh, absolutely. I'd be real happy to, Mike. I went to Nashville in 1979. The reason being is they were looking for Nashville was looking for some new talent, and they happened to run through the Western New York area at the time. And I answered an ad there and went in and talked with one of the people who was putting it all together. And I agreed, signed a contract to go down and record some music there. It turned out to be just a 45. And when I got to Nashville, they had Heart You've Gone Too Far in a library down there, where there's a library of many, many songs for different artists, the pros and amateurs as myself at the time. And they presented that song with me. I listened to it, and I told them that I liked it. They would put the music together, and it would come out as it did on the recording. And I was real excited about it when I heard the finished product.
Okay, and now another song we have here is by Tennessee Baby. Can you tell us about this one?
Yes, absolutely. When I first started playing music, again, classic traditional country was Ernest Tubb, Merle Haggard, Hank Williams, those kind of guys. This happens to be a song that Ernest Tubb recorded, and I love the way he did it, and I always tried to modernize some of the music that I did to get away from the old country sound and put it a little bit more traditionally or new sounding, if you will. So I took the song that Ernest Tubb did, and I kind of sort of did it my own way. And musically, I had described to the musicians down there what I was doing with my band and told them what I'd like to hear. And we had studio musicians, obviously, in Nashville, and they put it together, and it came out as it did. Again, very happy with the total performance and the outcome of the recording.
Okay, and another song we have here, hopefully we'll be able to get it on this show, is called The Keys Are in the Mailbox. Can you tell us about this one?
In short, I first heard that song, I believe, from Johnny Bush, a Texas performer, and Buck Owens and a few others, including Conway Twitty, recorded that song. And I fell in love with it when I was trying to build my repertoire of music playing in the band. And then when I got down here in Central Florida, I performed several Thursdays at Jam Night over at the Orange Blossom Opry in Weirsdale, Florida. And that was one of the songs that I chose that particular evening. And my wife was kind enough to grab it off video so that I could have a copy of it, you know, for myself here in my little library of videos and music. And I'd be real curious if you do and are able to get it on the air, what some of your listeners think about the live performance.
Yeah, well, that definitely see what we could do here. So you mentioned, Dwight, about this Orange Blossom Opry. I've been hearing a lot of great things about it and trying to get out there. So, I mean, what did you think about it? You think it's a great place to showcase what you do?
Oh, goodness gracious. It's a great opportunity. They have a lot of the pros from Nashville come in there. Thursday night is typically Jam Night. Every third Thursday they have, I forgot exactly what they call it, but they have the best of the best jammers, if you will, come in on the third Thursday of every month. And I was there quite often. I think there was a time before I got real busy and had to go back up north where I was there just about every single Thursday. And the staff band there, top-notch. Got Bobby Randall, who worked with Confederate Railroad, and Sawyer Brown, Don Stock playing pedal steel guitar, and the rest of the musicians there. I heard they had some changes, so I'm not sure who's all there because I haven't been there in a while. But great staff band, and they certainly get you covered no matter what song you try to do up there.
And we were talking about the Villages, Dwight. So what I'm wondering is, do they have music like all day long? I mean, what you do performing with the Dwight Tucker Band is in the evening, or do they have afternoon shows? Or
We do an evening performance on Thursdays between 7 and 10 o'clock every single Thursday. There are some single entertainment musicians that will be playing at some of the local restaurants. The nightly music in the squares starts at 5 o'clock, and they play right till 9 o'clock. So it's a four-hour show for those guys that are playing steadily in the Villages. There's three squares. There's three different bands or entertainment going on there at some point in time. Happens 365 days a year, and the only time they discontinue the music there is if there's a rainstorm, electrical storm in the area, and or it gets below, I think it's 45 or 47 degrees, they cut it off.
So, Dwight, when you're performing, do you get a lot of requests? I mean, is there the audience sometimes requests songs, and do you learn those songs? Or?
Oh, absolutely, Mike. We get songs every night. We even ask the folks that come in and have dinner and listen to the band, if there's any particular song that they like and would like us to do, we'd be happy to do it for them. And if we don't know it, we make every effort with the three singers in the Dwight Tucker Band to try to get those songs within, you know, a short period of time. So that's not an unreasonable request at any time for people who are requesting songs. Yes, we try to do that for them.
Even Freebird?
Well, that might be pushing
it. Yeah, that's pushing it.
Yeah, that's pushing it.
But I mean, do you get a lot of dancers? Or, I mean, do people really get into the music? Or?
Yes, that's one of the nice things about McCall's Tavern. They have a fairly decent-sized dance floor there. And what I've been finding is in the very, very beginning, I try to open up with four up-tempo songs. And then they'll either get up and dance to the next slow one. And I try to read the crowd, depending, I try to get a feel for where they're at and what they want to do. I try to keep most of the night a little bit up-tempo with either fast or moderate songs, and then we try to throw in a slow one probably about every three or four songs. So it gets them up dancing, and the dance floor is generally pretty full.
Oh, wow. That's great. So usually how long do you usually perform, or they want you to go, like 2, 3, 4 hours, or...?
Well, McCall's Tavern is, like I mentioned before, is from 7 to 10.
Okay.
We've been hired by what's called the Texas Club. It's a group of people who have moved from Texas into the villages. And twice a year, they've been hiring the band to come in and do a one-hour show for them. So it really varies. Depending on what some of the hirees, you know, want to hire the band for. So it can be anywhere from 1 to 4 hours, if not longer.
Wow. And you've got all those songs available for 4 hours. That's great.
Yeah, I used to have a really large repertoire of songs to do. And when I got out of it for a little bit and then got back into it in the early 2000s, I guess my list of songs would consist of probably at least 150 songs that I can do personally. And if you take in the experience with all the musicians, we probably have over 200 years of musical experience between us all. And the other two singers in the band, my guitar player and steel guitar player, his name is Bill Arnold. He also has been playing music for a very, very long time, and I couldn't even tell you how many songs that man knows. And then Jack Cott, who is our bass player, sings harmony and vocals also. He has a large range of many different songs as well. And then recently, we just, I'm very happy and proud to say that we hired a professional drummer who was out on the road, did 25 years in Atlantic City as the staff band, played with the Pointer Sisters, just to mention one there, but many various professional artists. Lee Urban is our drummer, and we are so pleased to have him. He's added a lot to the band.
And you mentioned the steel guitar. Why I love the steel guitar. So with the songs, even the songs that originally didn't have steel guitar, do you put steel guitar in them, or how does that work?
Well, that's what's so unique about Bill. He has a lot of experience in playing, I guess, sort of depending on the song. If there's no steel in the song, he won't play it. For an example... we do a song by Don Williams called Tulsa Time. There's no steel guitar in that song, so it's strictly Bill Arnold playing his lead guitar, the big old tally.
Okay, Dwight, you know what? That sounds simply fantastic. What we are going to do is we are going to take a quick break, and we will be back for a very last segment of this edition of our program today. My guest today from the Villages in beautiful Florida, Mr. Dwight Tucker, who is a great singer, songwriter, musician, performer, and we're so blessed and honored to have Dwight here today. You are listening to the Mike Carra Radio Show, the Central Florida Buzz, as always, probably broadcasting from an undisclosed location, my house in beautiful Ocoee, Florida. And please stay with us for a very last segment of this edition of our program today.
For jealous me and careless you, the odds just degrade. I couldn't take those lonely nights. You made me sit and wait. Well, I thought I'd seen the last of you when you walked out of sight. Instead, I see you in my dreams each night. Oh, the keys in the mailbox, come on in. I'm sitting here wishing, dear, I had your love again. Well, I've never even asked you where you've been. Oh, the keys in the mailbox, come on in. I said I'd rather be alone than share your company. I said don't come around if you want more than me. But sitting here alone, I can't deny this flame that burns. I'd gladly take you back home any turn. Over here, mailbox, come on in. But I'm sitting here wishing, dear, I had your love again. Well, I've never even asked you where you've been. Oh, the keys in the mailbox, come on in. Oh, the keys. Come on in.
Well, welcome back to our very last segment of this edition of the Mike Kerr Radio Show, the Central Florida Buzz, as always, probably broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida. And my guest today from the Villages in beautiful Florida, around Ocala and all that, is Mr. Dwight Tucker, who is a great singer, songwriter, musician, performer, and we're so blessed and honored to have Dwight here to tell us all about his great music. So thanks to Dwight, and also thanks to each and every one of our radio listeners are listening today, giving me the opportunity to bring you my love and passion for what I do, which is bringing you the love and passion for what Dwight does. And if you've got any ideas or, you know, as far as a guest goes, give me a call, send me an email, go to MikeKerr.com, and we see what we can do. And if you'd like to become a tweet peep, so easy to do, go to Twitter.com/MikeKerr73. That's Twitter.com/MikeKerr73. And basically my name and my birth year. 46 years old. And basically what you're going to do is you're going to get a nice, when it's done, at least you're going to be told that I interviewed Dwight Tucker, that I'm going to say I'm working on the show with Dwight Tucker for the Dwight Tucker Band. And then via Anchor, you'll know that it's up there. And we might do that with Facebook, you know, who knows. But right now, Twitter, the place to be. I mean, I'm not really technically that savvy with the interwebs, but I know it's an important tool, and it's what everybody, you know, is using today. And I respect the fact if anyone's going to listen to this show, that it has to be. And I have become an advocate for podcasting in the 12 years I've been doing this. So anyways, become a tweet peep. And thanks so much to Dwight Tucker from the Dwight Tucker Band from beautiful the Villages in Florida. And thanks so much, Dwight, for being here and tell us all about your great music. We truly do appreciate it. Truly blessed. Okay, Dwight, so I want to, you know, talk a little bit about, you know, your social, you know, media and how, you know, websites and how people could get, you know, involved, you know, find out more about you. But first of all, so you've been in this business for a long time, long before we remember the days before the internet. So, I mean, for you, do you still try to primarily do things face-to-face or old school, or is everything done through the internet now?
Well, what's really cool is I'm starting to get phone calls from people outside the Villages to hire the band, and I hadn't known or knew of those places prior to moving down here. So they've been contacting me, I'm guessing, through word of mouth to hire the band. I also use social media on Facebook, which is the Dwight Tucker Band on Facebook. That's been primarily the main source for trying to get a hold of us. I also have business cards that were made up that has my phone number, contact information on there as well, which I've been handing out pretty regularly to those who need or want one. And outside of that, I'm in the process of putting together an internet site or my own website, Dwight Tucker Music, which should hopefully be coming up here real soon, DwightTuckerMusic.com.
And Dwight, we know that the holidays and Christmas is coming. Do you do any sort of special Christmas or holiday show? Or
Not specifically right to Christmas, but in a mix of all the classic and traditional country that we do. As the holidays get closer, too, we'll do more and more Christmas songs, holiday songs as they get near. Last night, I think we did two of them, White Christmas and Silent Night.
Oh, and do you have the steel guitar in those, or?
Actually, we did.
Great.
Yeah, it really, really sounded good. You know, if you pick up or anyone has any steel guitar music or any of the albums from the pros, there's all a little steel guitar in every single one of those songs, and it just sounds absolutely wonderful.
Great. So if anyone would like, have any more questions for you, Dwight, or would like to get a hold of you, do that right now through your Facebook page, huh?
Yeah, that would probably be the best way. They can either friend me, and then they can get a hold of me through Instant Messenger, or certainly, just leave a message on the Facebook page. And I would be happy to give them a call, get back with them, and set something up for sure.
Okay, great. And as far as upcoming performances, you do have all that on your Facebook page, too?
I try to update it as much as possible. I try to let everyone know at least a week in advance.
Okay.
What we're doing, especially with the Dwight Tucker Band.
Oh, okay. As far as do you have any other recorded music or YouTube? Do you have any videos on YouTube?
I actually play pedal steel guitar myself. There are a few songs on YouTube. When I first bought my first guitar a few years after that, I recorded on YouTube, and unfortunately, I didn't have the visual on. It was only the audio. So when you go on YouTube, and if you were to look for Dwight Tucker, you'll find four black screens on there with four different songs that I did at the time. Now, I was certainly very novice at playing steel guitar, so, but they're certainly worth listening to.
Oh, yeah, we'll just check those out. So, Dwight, do you have a big New Year's show coming? Are you got to play New Year's Eve? Or?
No, we're not this year. Providing everything works out real well at McCall's, the holiday's actually going to fall on a Thursday, I think probably next year or the year after. I'm sure we'll get asked to probably play there then. But I don't have anything arranged this year. We're going to spend time with our wives, and we've already put together a dinner plan and movie day. So that's my New Year's Eve plan for this year.
Great. And how far up to Christmas, I mean, are you performing? I mean, you're not like performing Christmas Eve or something.
I guess it all kind of depends. Right now, we're not... Christmas Eve, actually, that is a Tuesday night, I believe. I'm not mistaken. That was pre-discussed. I don't believe on Christmas Eve we will be playing, just because it's a hectic time of the year.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, a lot of folks want to be with their families at that time, including myself.
Yeah, you do too. Okay, and before we go, Dwight. So basically, so your role is vocals, and then you play the guitar, acoustic guitar, electric guitar, or
I'm the lead vocalist. I front the band.
Okay.
I do a majority of the singing. Probably 75 to 80% of it.
Oh, wow, great!
And I also play acoustic guitar in the Dwight Tucker Band. Some of the other groups that I work with, I solely play the pedal steel, and I'll get up and sing a few songs as well.
Oh, okay. So yeah, it's kind of hard to front the band while doing pedal steel, huh?
Well, there's some really talented guys out there that can sing and play pedal steel. A few of my personal friends can do it. I just I haven't been able to put those two together. But someday,
yeah,
you never know.
Okay, Dwight, we really appreciate your time. Any final thoughts or anything else you'd like to mention here?
Well, I just, I just want to say, Mike, I appreciate you, having me on today, and I hope your listeners enjoy the music that you're going to put out there for them. Certainly, if they have any interest in hiring the band, feel free to get a hold of me, and I'd be curious if you start getting some phone calls, what the overall input is on the Dwight Tucker Band music that you're going to put out there. I can't thank you enough, and I want to wish all the listeners a real happy holiday and Merry Christmas and the upcoming New Year, and Happy New Year to everyone as well.
Okay, that sounds great. And one final time, as far as your website right now, it is the Facebook page, so they could just search for Dwight Tucker or Dwight Tucker Band, or...
I'm sorry, Mike, I didn't... what did you just say? Sorry.
I was just asking, you know, how they would get to your Facebook page. Just do a search, or...
Yeah, if you go in the search up there on Facebook, you'll see, you just put in the Dwight Tucker Band, and at the first thing that'll generally come up there is a picture with me and my cowboy hat in front of a microphone, and it says the Dwight Tucker Band.
Okay, my guest has been Dwight Tucker for the Dwight Tucker Band, and you've been listening to the Mike Caro Radio Show, the Central Florida Buzz, and please catch us again next time.
You've been listening to the Central Florida Buzz with Mike Caro, the podcast for Central Floridians who want to be in the know what's happening in Orange Lake, Osceola, and Seminole counties. Sponsored by the Central Florida Home Brewers, the premier craft and homebrew club. Learn to brew beer, kombucha, mead, and make wine by visiting www.cfhb.org. Thanks for being with us. We'll see you back here next week.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.